family service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this election day, November 7th, 2023 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I had to laugh this morning, and I totally apologize. This is my fault. The Todd Smallenberg campaign began their sponsorship on the radio station. Their commercial started airing yesterday, and I got a text message during the break that they went to vote this morning. They voted no on the ballot proposals, the bond issues, actually, that were on the ballot, and they said they didn't see Todd Smallenberg's name anywhere. And I said, oh, I am so sorry. No, that is this upcoming August, the August primary, for the 106th State House District seat. And it appears it'll probably be just Todd Smallenberg running against the incumbent current state representative, Cam Cavett. But he's not on the ballot today. They heard the commercial starting yesterday and they thought maybe he was on the ballot today. No, it's August, this upcoming August primary. So, again, I should have explained that when the commercial started airing yesterday. Couple of text comments coming into the show. Cam Cavett not going to get reelected. Totally upset with his voting record. Also, you need to mention the fact that he voted for the bill that requires candidates must have 5 years law enforcement experience to run as a sheriff, as a county sheriff. Yes. Yes, absolutely. I mentioned it last week. For me, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. That's why I personally endorsed Todd. I said, you know, this type of going down to Lansing, taking money from the Michigan Sheriff's Association to support a bill that limits people's constitutional right to run for elected office. They are only doing this, people, to protect their own. They want county sheriffs to come from a law enforcement background when that particular office is not a prerequisite, not a requirement that you be a law enforcement officer. Why? Because the county sheriff doesn't run the sheriff's department. The undersheriff does. The county sheriff is a political office. It's a figurehead. It's a micro and macro manager of a bureaucratic agency. The sheriff doesn't issue speeding tickets. He's not out on road patrol, or she's not out on road patrol. They don't even run the shifts, the road patrols that the deputies are assigned to. They don't even run the county jail. They manage it. They oversee it. They put forward their priorities with regards to spending the budget to run the department. And they attend political conferences. Legislative, MAC, the Michigan Association of Counties. They network with other sheriffs. They communicate with the Michigan State Police. They don't handle the day-to-day operations of the sheriff's department. Well, because of that fact, because of the Constitution, the way it's written, they were seeing candidates running for that position that didn't have any law enforcement experience. And like Todd Smallenberg said, they won't even accept military experience. If you were an MP for the military, that doesn't qualify as law enforcement experience according to this bill that they pass that's headed to the governor's desk for signature to become law. Another bad vote, Cam. This is amazing, absolutely amazing. And one of the things that you have to understand, they again are trying to maintain the power, to keep the power, to keep it in their hands, not us, we the people. Folks, this is exactly why you need to register for the class that's upcoming, Jay's Sporting Goods, Saturday, December 2nd from 10 to 12:30. Actually, the doors will open at 9:30 to check in to get your book, your reference guide, and your copy of the Michigan State Constitution, thanks to State Representative Neil Friske. I'm picking those up from him this weekend. We are going to be talking about and training you on Robert's Rules of Order. Most people don't even know what they are. The para-parliamentarian procedures written back in the 1800s, 1876, was the first edition of Robert's Rules of Order. We're going to be teaching and training based on the 2011 edition. The book that we're using was written in 2016. Now, consequently, they've got a new edition out in 2020, but that basically just updated it with specific cases of different meetings, and they basically changed it, revised it to talk about these updated cases, but it really didn't change the nuts and bolts of the 2011 edition. That's why I'm teaching it. I've taken the certification instructions and studying the book itself. Will be presenting it to you guys in a crash course fashion. Nikki Kuhn says, we're going to have to miss your training. The Michigan GOP state committee meeting is the same day, way downstate. That's too bad, because you definitely needed this training. Is there anybody that you could give your proxy to attend the state committee on your behalf? You don't have to attend it yourself. You can give a proxy to somebody. Because, Nikki, you of all people need this training. We'll talk about it after the show. And I've also had text messages, people asking, is it going to be recorded? No, it's not. We will be discussing things that I do not want out there to the general public, especially the other side. And I've noticed, because we are taking the donations through the Antrim County Conservative Union's website, that's where the post is, that's where the information is for you to go read the post, get the information, and make the donation to sign up. We're getting addresses, we're getting phone numbers, we're getting all the information about you so that I can vet and look at who is actually registering for the class. the website was being attacked. Well, thanks to Jonathan Deek, the computer geek, he's increased the SSL certificate, the security certificate, as well as blocked these people who are trying to get on the website acting as an administrator and actually as admin posting crazy, insane things. Well, we've taken that all away. If you go to acconservatives.org or text me event, I'll text you the link. And the website has been fully functional ever since Jonathan made those tweaks. This is, without a doubt, going to be intensive, the most educational training you've ever attended, ever. I personally guarantee it. So again, text me event. I'll text you the link. We're working out a possible deadline extension. This Saturday, 5 p.m., was the original deadline. We have to order the books and the guides. We need to get the state constitutions. We need to get all the materials for you. So we have to order them. But I reached out to the source, and they said that they will try to do everything they can to work on a possible extension of that deadline for us. I'll let you know next week. Because you have to understand this. If you just heard Ian Murphy talking about the state constitution, Article 1, Sections 3, 4, and 5, all of the things that are in it that people don't know, legislators don't know it, the governor of the state of Michigan doesn't know it. That's why the Michigan Supreme Court ruled that all of her executive orders of 2020 were unconstitutional. Why? I don't think she's ever read the state constitution. She doesn't even know it. And if she has, maybe she thinks she can go around it and do whatever she wants and let it challenge them in court. She is an attorney after all. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back to Into the Show, second segment of hour number two of this second half hour. We're breaking these down by half hours on the podcast website. Just go to yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcasts. Thanks to Jonathan, they are back up and running. Let's see. Yes, Downstate Kim says, yeah, I'm betting on your second option when it comes to Whittler. She's an attorney. She fully knows what the state constitution says. She just chooses to pass and sign whatever she wants and then force us to take her to court. Yeah, absolutely. I got another text message. Cliff Tellini, the beef farmer, 7 no votes from our family. I told him the only money I would support for is vocations, a vocation wing in the school. But everywhere else, they have failed the kids, including mine. Talking about, of course, his Onaway schools, Onaway School District. We shall see how that turns out, the election today. Again, you need to contact your local clerks and find out if there's anything on your ballot in your township, city, or village. It's not a statewide election. It doesn't have anything to do with state representatives, state senators, the governor, nothing like that. This is totally local, folks. Today is local. Your local schools, your local roads, your local police and fire departments. $2.7 billion worth of ask for today on the ballot in our state. Hundreds of millions of dollars in some of these bigger school districts downstate. $5, $10 million projects everywhere, all across Northern Michigan. So again, go to the local polling place where you vote on your way home or call them and find out if there's anything on the ballot for you today. We found out the Elk Rapids schools where Vicky and I live don't have anything on the ballot. They did all their damage last year. But Central Lake right next door, actually just across the road from us, Central Lake Schools, $27 million for security upgrades and a roof on an old building that's falling apart. With declining enrollment, they want to spend $27 million. The local average assessment based on property taxes in Central Lake would be causing their property taxes to go up $350 to $400 bucks a year. I was told the HVAC system for Onaway, it's a renewal of that bond, would cost between $40 to $60 a year on your property taxes. But you need to call and find out exactly what's going on. Short little note about Lansing, kind of interesting. Now that it looks like they're not in session today, but they're going to be in session tomorrow and Thursday, and that will end the legislative session for this year. Now they're looking at what could potentially happen after these two Democrats get elected to be mayor. Another report just came out, breaking news story out of Lansing. Election results could dictate the beginning of the legislative session for next year. Per the Constitution, sworn in to start the first week in January. Well, now it may be delayed until after the special election. Hello? I've been saying that for months. This will be gridlock, 54 to 54 in the House, and guess what? Whitmer does not want to play nice with the Republicans in any way, shape, or form. So she may tell him to stand down completely, not even to start the legislative session next year until the special election replaces those two Democrats. Oh, this is interesting. And what is happening out there on the campaign trail heading into today's election? Well, there's going to be a discussion. Because one of the races, pretty interesting, says that this could cause not only problems, chaos in Lansing, but also could change the dynamic in these two major cities, Warren, Michigan, Macomb County, and Westland. So exactly how are these Democrat state representatives going to win these mayor races? And this is going to be part of our discussion at the training at Jay's Sporting Goods on December 2nd. Door knocking. How does that impact? Who gets elected? Got a story all about it. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 11 o'clock. Michigan News Source.
Brought to you this hour by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. On the job every day